Hi, class. Welcome, and I'm so glad you are all here today. Today is a reward day after all of y'all's hard work this week. This whole week we have been talking about chemical reactions. Let's first remember the difference between chemical and physical changes. Physical change usually involves change in the difference between the state of the material. There is no change to the actual molecule of the substance. Chemical change is on a molecular level, and the actual molecules of the substance can change. Some signs that a chemical reaction has taken place is that a precipitate forms, the color changes, a gas is released, and temperature changes. When we write out a balanced equation, the reactants are on the left side and the product is on the right side. Due to the law of conservation of matter, there is an equal amount of atoms on either side of the equation. This is true because matter is neither created nor destroyed in a chemical reaction. If an equation is not balanced, we can add coefficients before molecules so that it is balanced on both sides of the chemical reaction. Let's review some different types of chemical reactions, and then we can end class with a bang, literally. First, there are single displacement reactions, in which an element replaces another element in a compound. Double displacement is when two compounds react and exchange positive and negative ions. Synthesis is when compounds or elements react to form complex compounds. Decomposition is when a compound reacts and forms less complex molecules. Remember, all of these because they will be on the quiz next week, and also please do not forget about your balancing equations worksheet for homework over the weekend. Good work, class. I'm proud of each one of you. Now to send us off, I have brought some Mentos and Diet Coke to class. Does anyone know what will happen when I combine these two ingredients? Let's see. But first, let's take our things outside so we don't have a sticky classroom after this chemical reaction runs its course.